Hi everyone, hope you're having a fantastic week. So I'm going to continue to follow up on what's going on with the Biden student loan fiasco sort of situation that's going on with all the different courts and the Supreme Court. And some information came out about the student loan debt payments. I think they're up to like 1.7 trillion US dollars right now. So even if you don't have student loans or know someone that's paying them, you probably know someone or know of someone that has student loans and is making payments. And I just did a video recently about teachers and how there's a teacher shortage, let's just say, on a massive scale, as people aren't wanting to become teachers or even enter into the teaching profession. So even the number of people who are going to college to get a teaching certification or degree in teaching has dropped significantly over the past couple of years. I think they said over 20% since 2006 as well. So just culturally, there's a change away from people wanting to be teachers. I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of student loan debt and the fewer and fewer perks or benefits of even being a teacher, how much pressure there is to be a teacher. And then there's something called the Public Student Loan Service Forgiveness Program, which I believe was started up under Obama. But so it's like if you make 10 years of qualifying payments while you are serving in a public service situation, so if you work for a city, if you're a teacher, if you're a nurse, et cetera, if you're making student loan payments while working for one of these nonprofits or public service organizations, public schools mostly is what people mostly is benefit supposed to benefit teachers mostly. I've looked at the actual statistics, and very few people, even after 10 years of making payments without missing a payment, very few of them are actually going through and finishing the process. So they're caught in all kinds of red tape. It's impossible to get the forgiveness. I know the student loans, the federal student loans, were just bought up by another company called Mohela, I believe, and they're making it more difficult to qualify. So if you had public student loan forgiveness before, now Mohela bought it up and they want proof that you've been working and paying. And just personally on my end, I've done a lot of nonprofits. I've worked for public school systems, done a bunch of work which would qualify for all of that, and now they're telling me that basically none of it qualifies. So I just figure that these programs are basically just a big lie at this point. I'd like to believe otherwise. I keep going through the process, but and I know people in the chat are just gonna be like, just pay your loans and stop being lazy and pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, this was supposed to be a program part of the deal, basically, when you refinance your loans or you have the federal loans take them on, and they keep getting bought up by third parties. So the student loan repayment timeline, they've actually put a hold on the interest payments, which I don't care what anyone says. I don't think usury is a good thing. So I don't think from this perspective or any perspective right now that having massive interest rates and payments and stuff like that is going to benefit anyone. And even if the Biden administration's $10 or $20,000, basically deletion of debt from these individuals goes through, that's basically just the interest payments that people have been paying. So think of it that way as this money magic thing works, right? So the Department of Education recently announced another extension to the student loan repayment freeze. So a lot of this actually started up under Trump. All of this started under Trump. So remember that. So he put a freeze on this during the lockdowns, et cetera, on the student loan debt repayment program, the federal loans. It will continue until the education department can implement the debt relief program, which I said is like the 10 grand to 20 grand, depending on grants and how poor you are. They can implement the debt relief program, which is being continually thrown out by courts. Litigation around the program has been resolved, or June 30th, 2023, if neither of those happens. So in that case, payments will resume 60 days after that. The education department will notify borrowers before any payment restarts. So they've put another freeze on student loan payments, federal student loan payments, just so that people know. litigation will be resolved. I figure that this will probably get, I've got some more information about this, the Department of Education going through the courts, going up to the Supreme Court. My guess is that it will get ultimately thrown out, and around 2023, mid-year 2023, people are going to have to start making payments again. So, and this freeze, like I said, has been going on for a couple of years since the lockdown. So, this is going to zero hedge. The Supreme Court agrees to take up another challenge against Biden's student loan debt program. U.S. Supreme Court on Monday agreed to hear President Joe Biden's appeal to a judge's ruling that blocked his student loan debt relief program and found it unlawful, taking up the matter alongside another lawsuit against the policy. So the Biden administration appealed a recent decision from a lower court. So handed down by a Texas-based U.S. District Court Judge Mark Pittman, which I've done videos on, discussing his block of the program, siding with an advocacy group. An appeals court also ruled against the debt relief program and placed it on hold. The case in the court announced Monday. It also take up involves two holders of the student loan debt, Alexander Taylor and Myra Brown, who said that the federal government did not follow the right procedure in announcing and implementing the plan earlier this year. In an order, the Supreme Court wrote that it would determine whether Taylor or Brown had standing to file their lawsuit and then hear the merits of it. So I just want to throw this out that people are making the argument that the executive branch, the president, cannot issue debt relief to individuals. And I just want to also remind people that this isn't like an erasure of the debt. This is the federal government still paying these schools. So, in my opinion, these schools that have are guaranteed all this money, they might just have to just deal with it because they've been raising their prices of tuition, just hundreds of dollars per semester. This is per credit, all right? And then we're seeing fewer and fewer of that money, less and less of this money actually going to the education or to the students. A lot of it is laundered, for lack of a better term, let's just say, or it's paid to highly well-paid administration, I'll just say. And then also building all kinds of buildings and expansions. You've seen a lot of these smaller schools go through like extreme expansions over the past couple of years, where all this money that these student loan borrowers, like I've said, it had very similar to UBI, where I've discussed before, where if you are given $1,200 in UBI, universal basic income, your landlord could just turn around and say, well, I'm going to raise my rent $1,200 because I know you're getting that money. Same with the federal student loan program. So it was probably a good idea at first, but and the government and the states paid a lot of this tuition to begin with. So people might remember a tech school degree was basically paid for by the state. It used to be decades ago. So students could basically go to school, get a tech certification for free at a public school, at a public college or a state-run college. So if you want to go to a private school, that was a different story. But as far as these public schools go, they were basically funded by the states or locally. So you could work a summer job and actually pay for college. So nowadays, that's laughable. There's really no, I mean, there's no way you're going to work a summer job or work full time, even be able to pay for school at the same time. It's just not feasible with these programs and degrees now. A lot of that has to do with these schools expect everyone to take out these federal loans and get these grants from the federal government. So they just keep raising their tuition prices and things go up and up and up. And things that cost a couple grand for a whole degree now cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for a degree. And I'm not being facetious here. That's what's going on. So on December 1st, the Supreme Court confirmed they would hear arguments on the legality of the debt relief program. The program, which was announced by the Biden administration in August, included up to $20,000 in loan relief for low and middle income debt holders. Some 26 million individuals already applied for relief, according to the Department of Education. The Texas lawsuit was filed by two borrowers who are partially or fully ineligible for the loan forgiveness. Backed by the Job Creators Network Foundation, a conservative advocacy group founded by Bernie Marcus, a co-founder of Home Depot. Mark Pittman, appointed as a judge by former President Donald Trump, ruled that the administration overstepped its authority in order to create debt cancellation under a 2003 law called the Higher Education Relief Opportunities for Students Act, which can waive or modify student financial assistance during war or national emergency. I think that might be the same law around 2003, 2004, where President George W. Bush the second actually made it so that student loans could not be forgiven if you go through bankruptcy. I think that might be part of that whole package deal that was gone forward. And I also want to remind people that if the executive branch can't do something like this, Congress could pass it. Congress has the ability to forgive student loan debt, if you will, either by having the federal government pay it all off, which just printing more money, right? And of course, I don't think that that's a great idea. Or they could tell these schools, hey, don't expect this money. If someone has student loans that's 10 years or more, you're just not going to get that money. Deal with it. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit later ruled to allow the judge's injunction to stay until a final ruling in the case is issued. That prompted the Biden administration to appeal to the Supreme Court. Attorney General of Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina also filed a lawsuit against the relief program several weeks after it was unveiled to the public. Those states had claimed that they have the legal standing to challenge the plan, which they also argued exceeds the federal government's authority. According to the Supreme Court order issued on Monday, the Brown case will be deferred pending oral argument, which appears to say that it's slated for February. So it's going to be several months alongside Biden v. Nebraska, the suit that was filed by the six states under a separate lockdown 19 related order. I'll just call it. Those with student loan debt currently don't have to make payments. Last week, the White House pushed back the payment pause until mid-2023, as I discussed earlier, while the lawsuits are resolved. So there are several other challenges. The act requires a real connection to a national emergency as well. So declaring it a national emergency, those responsible Americans paid off their student debt, worked their way through college, or chose a career path that did not require student loan debt. Biden is now forcing them to pay off other people's loans, said Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican from Colorado, who just won her re-election. Recently won her re-election, told the Epoch Times on October 21st. That's what she thinks about the student loan debt forgiveness program. So, of course, I want to know what you think, pro and con, about this program and the Supreme Court cases that go forward, everything else. So, hope you have a fantastic week. Thanks for supporting me on Rumble, BitChute, Brighteon, Minds, Patreon, YouTube, a bunch of other platforms, I think, too. And I've got PayPal and Venmo and snail mail. So thanks everyone that has supported me. Even $1 a month on my Patreon. You guys mean the world to me. And then thanks everyone that is helping me build my own little studio tiny house location. I've got the land now, so now I just need to get all the supplies and the building materials and move forward with that slowly but surely. So more videos on that as that comes out as well. So take care. God bless. Love you guys. Bye-bye.